The U.S. Census Bureau reported recently that median income in the country appears to be holding steady. The latest figures available put the median household income at just over $43,000 a year. At the same time, over the past several years, the gap between the rich and poor has continued to widen, and the middle class has continued to shrink. The Kerry Edwards campaign has tried to make this an issue during the presidential race. Here's John Edwards speaking at the City Club in Cleveland a couple of weeks ago.
We have a labor market that can't keep up with our growing population. We see declining wages, even as health care costs are going through the roof. And the gap between the two Americas is growing every single day.
Federal Reserve Chief Alan Greenspan recently acknowledged before Congress that wealth and income in the United States are becoming too concentrated, and that the key to bridging the income gap is education. To talk about this problem and how we might address it, we've invited two guests. Dr. Tim Kaine is an economist from the Heritage Foundation. Beth Shulman is author of a book called The Betrayal of Work. Welcome to both of you.
Thanks,
welcome.
John.
Thank you.
Ms. Shulman, let's start with you. You take issue with Chairman Greenspan's argument that this whole problem of the income gap could be solved with better education and a more skilled workforce.
You know, we started out in America believing there was kind of a tacit understanding that if you worked hard, you'd be able to take care of yourself and your family. And when you look at the American economy, one out of every four jobs pays less than $8.70 an hour. And those are the jobs that are the least likely to have health care, pension, time off. So there are one out of every four jobs basically not providing what we need to sustain families. Chairman Greenspan talks about the fact that if we just increase skills, this will deal with this problem. The problem is 5 out of the 10 largest growing jobs are in this low-wage sector. So we're going to have to do something about the rewards of these jobs to ensure that we have family-sustaining jobs in America.
What kind of jobs are you talking about?
These are jobs that all of us rely on every day. They're in the very mainstream of our economy. They're nursing home workers. They're home health care workers. They're janitors. These are the service sector jobs that can't go overseas, and these are the jobs that are the growing sector in our economy.
And so what's the solution?
First, we need to raise the minimum wage. The minimum wage is $2 less in value than it was in 1968. It hasn't even kept up with inflation. We need to ensure that we have health care that's affordable for all working Americans. Every other industrialized country provides that. And we need to ensure that every worker has time off to be with their family.
Tim Kaine, how do you respond to this?
Well, I start with urging everybody to keep some perspective, which Alan Greenspan has said the same thing. We have a phenomenally healthy, resilient economy. And if we look at the labor markets, the single most important thing to focus on is the unemployment rate. The people who want to work, 95% of them have found work. The 5.4%, which is a historically low unemployment rate, those folks are actually not there permanently. The average or median duration is about 10 weeks. So there's a constant churn in the labor force. I think it's healthy. The central issue that's really come up is, what are the quality of new jobs, right? And this is where I really disagree with the politicization of this debate. Average real earnings for non-executive workers, right, for working class Americans, 2% higher today than they were 3 years ago, and that's in real terms. In fact, pay today is higher than the average of the dot-com boom. We have an economic ladder in this country, and I used to be a minimum wage worker. I think many of us were when we were in high school. Most minimum wage workers are starting out, and they tend to be promoted up. So I would really disagree with the strategy of raising the minimum wage. Real wages have risen since 1997, despite having a minimum wage that's fixed. And if we raise it, it's like taking that bottom rung out of the ladder. That just punishes the poorest.
Ms. Shulman, don't people move up the ladder in America?
If we had the kind of mobility that Tim Kaine is talking about, this wouldn't be such an issue. The reality is that half of these workers never move up, and of those, 25% only move up to the next rung. You know, if you look at the manufacturing jobs that many of us look to today as, quote, the good jobs for those without a four-year college degree, at one time they weren't good jobs. They paid poorly. They had poor benefits. They became good jobs. Why? Through certainly unionization and social legislation. We need to do the same thing today to ensure the burgeoning jobs, these service sector jobs that are going to continue to grow become family-sustaining jobs.
Dr. Kane, let me ask you, is there an ideal income distribution in the United States, do you think? Are we at a place that you think is equitable?
We need to really focus not on inequality or distribution, but on the poverty rate. Poverty rate today is the same as it was in 1998 and better than most every year since before then. That's great news. Let's keep focusing on why are people in poverty. And we know a lot of the issues are illiteracy, that our schools are failing. And those solutions can come about by giving parents more choice. And I think that actually is something where the unions are in the way. Teachers right now are committed across America, but the teachers' unions don't want to allow vouchers and choice.
So you're agreeing with Chairman Greenspan, education is the solution to this problem of poverty.
I would agree, and I think Ms. Shulman would agree, that education probably matters more during the first 10 years of life than it does during any other decade. And you can misinterpret Chairman Greenspan's comments and think he's talking everyone needs a PhD or an MBA. Not true. We need people to have the basic literacy skills and the opportunity that some people in America still don't have.
Dr. Tim Kaine is an economist from the Heritage Foundation in Washington. Beth Shulman is author of a book called The Betrayal of Work. Thanks very much to you both.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, John.